Well, hello there. Hi. It is the Lesbian Lounge. That's right. You're listening to the Lesbian Lounge. This is Denise. This is courtesy of MyLesbianRadio.com. How's everybody doing? Well, this was a bank holiday weekend for us over here. And I can't really say we did a lot, but we got a spurt of energy yesterday. Woo! Yesterday was probably one of the most productive days that we've had in a long time. And it was all spawned by an 11-pound purchase of a weed whacker at B&Q, which is like Home Depot. 11 pounds for an electric weed whacker. I went out of my mind. This was like the best bargain ever. So that's really what did it, was that all of a sudden I got a bug up my ass that I wanted to do yard work. So there were a few things that had to be done. You know, I tell everybody my backyard is the size of a postage stamp. So really, it's not a difficult task when you have to tackle yard work. It really takes about a half an hour, but remember, we're moving, you know, we're into spring now, so after like a pretty mild winter, there's just things that you have to do. So we took care of our rose bush, which is funny, a lesbian's taking care of a bush, but we had to add potting soil, we had to give it plant food, we had to tackle our herb garden a little bit. I mowed the lawn. I did my edging. I was elated. I just love this little gadget. We weeded out the lavender bushes. We did a lot of sweeping because I'm in the middle of a battle with cherry blossoms. And it's become my sole purpose for living, pretty much. There's a massive cherry tree that hangs over into our yard from the courtyard next door. And every year, this time of year, it just rains white cherry blossom petals everywhere. So that battle continues. The war wages on. But all in all, it was actually a pretty fun weekend. And not that we did all that much, but we went out for dinner on Friday, didn't we? I think, I don't even remember. Saturday, I had cramps, so that was rough. And Sunday, that was rough. I don't get it. I have often heard that the older you get, the less intense your cramps get. And, you know, as you're moving towards menopause, I guess. But I am the complete opposite. I am, like, right back in my high school days where I could just curl up with a couple of Advils and just ride out the storm. And that was pretty much the way Saturday and a little bit of Sunday was. But Monday was the big gardening day, which was fun. We got a lot done. It was just like incredible. We were just working together. We put up a new fancy bird feeder so that my Disney backyard, the fun commences. We've got bird feeders everywhere, squirrel feeders everywhere. And the backyard is a hustle bustle of activity, which I love. And then inside, we're also, we've got a big fall. We've got a big autumn plan, basically. In September, really the end of August, the beginning of September, Gemma's mom and grandfather will be visiting. And then at the end of September, my mother will be visiting. And there's a lot of things that we want to do to the house before anybody gets here, including painting. And this has been a huge issue. We've been wanting to paint for a long time. So we went and looked at some paint chips, and now we've painted a tiny section of our wall with all the different samples that we're thinking about, and we're going to live with it for a week before we pick, but we've got a very pale shade of blue that I think is going to be perfect, so we did a little bit of that, and then, I mean, the day just started out Monday. We were watching food programs in the morning, and the next thing you know, Gemma was like, hey, you want crepes? As if it was as easy as making toast. So she made these phenomenal, like, blueberry cheese crepes that came out fantastic. And then we started with our yard work, which went on to pretty much most of the day. And then we rounded out the day making a fantastic dinner. I had a massive sirloin steak, and Gemma made like a pasta bake that had spinach and broccoli and penne pasta and cheese and panko crumbs, and it was absolutely incredible. And then we watched The Theory of Everything with Eddie Redmayne, and it is no wonder he won the Oscar. That was incredible. And we also watched Philomena with Judi Dench, Gemma's favorite. So it was a really good day. It was a good bank holiday weekend. And then, well, as you guys know too, it was Phantom co-host Donna's big birthday. And if you follow us along Facebook, you'll know that this was quite an event. You know, for me, I was coming off of my Amsterdam trip, so I wasn't quite sure how I was going to feel this weekend after being back in the groove for about a week. And I was okay. I think all the weed has left my system. I think I'm functioning as a normal human now. So we wanted to take part in the birthday celebrations that Deb had expertly planned. I mean, expertly planned. This woman, I swear to God, she had like 4 days worth of events for Donna. And a happy birthday to you, you big fabulous shitbag, Donna. It seems like Deb had fun planned every single day for Donna, which included an Everglades airboat ride, a dinner at the on the Jungle Queen riverboat. Then the next day, I think they did a glass fusion class. I don't even know what that was about, but well done. Donna had mani-pedis and massages, a big full-on spa day, and then dinner at the spectacular sushi restaurant called Galanga, which I love and miss in Fort Lauderdale. And then they topped it off on Saturday night with a huge surprise dinner at Buco di Beppo, which was the theme, I think, of the dinner was shit Donna says. And if you guys follow Deb on Facebook, you know that she has a gazillion things that have come out of Donna's mouth that probably nobody else can relate to, which was really funny because everybody had to pick their own shit that Donna says. So Gemma and I and Lucy Burton, and I don't even know who else, all have managed to be there via Skype and FaceTime so that we could catch the surprise when Donna walked into the restaurant. And it did not disappoint. She was flabbergasted, and it was a lovely evening. I'm sure we didn't stay for the whole thing, because it was about 1 a.m. our time. But there were plenty of faces to see. I saw Julie there. Didn't really get a chance to talk, but I saw Julie there. I saw Tina and Sean from She Magazine. Saw Donna's mom. Saw Ben and Chelsea. Kylie was the one who set up Skype, so I got to Skype with Kylie for a little bit. She did give me some shit about my crush on Harry Styles, which was expected. I knew I was going to take a little crap from the 11-year-old. That was fine. I could still stand by. He's not the one that left One Direction now, is he? Not a traitor. So we had that discussion, and it looked like it was a really fun night. So well done you, Deb, for planning 4 days of events that looked like they were never-ending fun, topping it off with a big brunch, I think a family brunch on Sunday, and then right back into the groove on Monday. I checked in with Donna on Monday. She's still recouping at her desk at work, but it sounded like a really good weekend for everybody, really. So hope yours was fun too. Once again, it is the Lesbian Lounge, my lesbian radio. We also stream from rainbowradio.fm every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, 8 p.m. UK time. And that means logging on to rainbowradio.fm and clicking listen, and boom, there I am. So it's pretty cool that we have just another avenue for you to listen. If you're a podcast listener, you can still find us at mylesbianradio.podbean.com. You can find us on Stitcher, all kinds of ways, My Lesbian Radio, The Lesbian Lounge. And of course, on iTunes, if you follow our Really Wow Productions feed, you will get the latest Lesbian Lounge from there. We also have a lot of old shows. If you just go into iTunes and type in the Lesbian Lounge, you will have our old vintage Lesbian Lounge feed, and there are tons of shows on there. So we're happy to be with you. Well, I know I'm happy to be with you. I've got a couple of shout-outs. Kristen Baker of Tello Films, happy 40th birthday, doll. The newest web series, Into Our Own, is my new obsession. I love it. It's fantastic. Once again, the quality of work that Telefilms brings you is like no other. For just a small monthly fee of $4.99 a month, you have all your lesbian content. We're up to 15 different web series. You'll see all your favorite faces, including Bridget McManus, Julie Goldman. It's just so much fun. Caitlin Berg. It's just great fun. Roomies, hashtag, all good stuff coming at you anytime you want it, at your convenience. That's why we love Telefilms, and that is why we love Kristen Baker. So happy birthday, love. Speaking of Bridget McManus, Bridget and Carmen Craiglow post the single most hilarious pictures on Facebook of themselves in their chubby adolescent stages, and I can't thank them more. It is just, it's an incredible laugh every time they post pictures of themselves as kids. So funny. So thank you for doing that, Bridget and Carmen. To Kathy DeBono, welcome back from L Beach. It looks like the German Women's Beach Festival was a hit. If you listen to LA Talk Radio, Kathy is in. You will hear all about L Beach, I'm sure. It seems like she had a fantastic time. And then our listeners, our friends, our business partners, you know, we feel everything they feel, and we just want to put out our condolences to Naomi Bennett Hall of Planet London, who lost her mom this week. And I know that they knew that it was coming, but I don't think it makes it any easier. And I really feel terrible. It's just, I can't imagine going through it. I know one day we'll all have to, but our sincerest condolences go out to Naomi. I'm sure that wasn't easy, and I hope that they bounce back. It's rough. It's very rough. So please accept our condolences, Naomi, and we're here if you need us, and you know that. I'm sure we've exchanged a few texts. But I do want to give you some news from Planet London, because it is a very big deal what they're doing right now. They have got a web series in the making, finally, right here, taking place in London, called She's in London. That's the working title. We've got producer Kat Holmes on board from Submerge, and we've got director Stu Dunlop from Lemon Wedge Productions. So this is going to be a very big deal. You're going to hear me talk a lot about this. The reason being, we are involved in the promo of it, so you will be hearing probably this.
Hi, this is Denise, and we at My Lesbian Radio are pleased to announce that we're working with Planet London as they move ahead with a first-of-its-kind London-based lesbian web series, and they've secured distribution for the series through Tello Films. She's in London will shoot entirely on location in Soho, London, written by Katie Bennett-Hall, one half of the fantastic duo who brings you Planet London, the bi and lesbian website that keeps you in the loop on Lady Love in London. Kat Holmes, the producer of Submerge, and Stuart Dunlop, the director of Spark, will be heading up the project by Planet M Productions and Lemon Wedge in conjunction with Planet London. Our goal now is to raise £2,500 to be able to continue the series, and we're launching the crowdfunding campaign on May 10th, so be ready to donate, and we'll continue to bring you more She's in London episodes.
Yep, it's true. It's true. That is exactly it. We're going to be raising funds starting May 10th, and what this is for is because we've secured funding. The girls have secured funding for, I guess, the first couple episodes. And what we want to do is be sure that we have enough money to bring you more, because you're going to want more. It's as simple as that. We don't want to get caught waiting to do the funding. So we're kicking off funding on May 10th. We'll be asking for donations, and we're hoping to raise £2,500. So maybe you can help us out with that. We'll see. I also want to give a shout out to Wendy Placer and Kirsty Moore, two of my favorite listeners right now. Just hello. Thank you, girls, for listening. Thank you, girls, for always keeping in touch. Appreciate it. We love our listeners. I know that this has been tough for you guys, not having Donna. It's tough on me too. Listen to me. I have the struggle talking to nobody for an hour at a time every week. It's ridiculous. But I'm not going to stop, and I always want you guys to feel involved. So if there's something that you want to discuss, something that's going on, you got an event, there's an article that caught your attention, there's something you think is worth discussing, drop me an email at deniseanddonna@gmail.com, and I will be happy to either read it on the air or promote your event or discuss whatever it is you want to discuss. You know, I am still loving the Twitter. I love the Twitter. I do. And there's been some great tweets this past week. You know how much I love Effie May. She is a blogger and a writer all over Lesbian London. But I love this recent tweet of hers said, calm down, cashiers. You don't have to inspect my 20-pound bill that hard. If I was talented enough to make my own money, I wouldn't be an ASDA. That's excellent. Jamie Lee, a very talented comedy writer, at the Jamie Lee, tweeted, love how they call info pamphlets literature. Like, the opening line is going to be, it was the best of HPV, it was the worst of HPV. Another good one from What Ted Said. From here on out, Peter Dinklage will be known by his rap name, P. Dinky. I love that one. Britta Filter, she tweeted, I was born with a vagina, but my trans friends are more woman than I'll ever be. Frank Lowe, gay at home dad, you know, always on the cutting edge of everything, says, Chris Christie says that if he runs, he would beat Hillary Clinton, like that motherfucker has ever run a day in his life. Excellent. Dumbass tweeted, what should we call our band? The Raspberries. No, that's gay. The Cranberries. Oh, fuck yeah, that's badass. Love it. Love it. So keep the funny tweets coming. I love them. Usually the ones that catch my attention are the ones that I read out loud. So thank you so much for that. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in news and hot topics. Big stuff from the Michigan Women's Festival announced that they are ending the festival after 40 years. The Michigan Women's Music Festival, held annually since 1976, and in which in recent years attracted controversy for refusing to admit transgendered women, announced on Facebook this year will be its last. Festival founder and organizer Lisa Vogel wrote, we have known in our hearts for some years that the life cycle of the festival was coming to a time of closure. In a note posted last night, Vogel wrote that this year's fest, held in early August, would be its last, although she didn't give one specific reason. The note reads in part, we have known in our hearts for some years that the life cycle of the festival was coming to a closure. Too often in our culture, change is met only with fear. The true cycle of life is denied to avoid the grief of loss. But change is the ultimate truth of life. Sisters, I ask you to remember that our 40-year festival has outlived nearly all of her kin. She has served us well. I want us all to have the opportunity to experience the incredible full life cycle of our beloved festival consciously, with time to celebrate and, yes, time to grieve. So that kind of sucks. I mean, they've come under such fire. It's really, it's not a surprise, but it does, I think, especially women musicians, you know, that love that camaraderie that the festival brought. It's going to be tough to see it go. It's been tough to see it under such fire and scrutiny. But again, kind of, you know, with all the changes that are happening, I don't know about you, but I kind of expected them to grow and evolve. But I guess they felt like their tradition was being hindered. So, you know, that's the way it goes. It's a sad thing. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, insufferable douchebag Andy Cohen has said that he has no problem being a silver daddy, a status he shares with best friend Anderson Cooper. I don't know about this friendship, you guys. This seems weird to me. I don't get it. The Real Housewives creator and host of the late night show Watch What Happens Live said he thankfully looks better now at 46 than he ever has. I'd rather have it be that than the opposite, he told Attitude magazine. I can't believe what I look like when I look at old pictures. Yeah, I look pretty bad. Now I have great suits. I love my suits, and that's my style. You got to keep it tight if you're on TV every night. Asked whether he thought there was ageism in the gay community, Cohen said, oh, I do, although I don't know, because I think people like a daddy. Does he consider himself one? Yeah, I might be. I think I am, he said. It's a cruel little pond we all swim in, but everyone has a type. Some gay people like really skinny guys. Some people like twinks. Some people like bears and fat guys. There's something for everyone. Really eloquently put, Andy. Seriously. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I feel like Andy is just that guy that wants to be seen and known. He was just the programmer at Bravo, and he's actually turned himself into a franchise, and he almost overshadows Bravo TV for me. I just, I don't know. I just think that he's a little bit of a limelight addict. That's just my thoughts. Cyndi Lauper, who started her True Colors Fund charity, testified before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee explaining real-life terms the tragedies and challenges homeless youth face, especially LGBT homeless youth. Lauper said that her iconic song, True Colors, which has been adopted by many as a theme, an LGBT anthem also, allowed her to speak with LGBT youths, who many of whom were homeless. Listening to these stories changed me, she said. Maybe there's something I can do besides just being a famous person and singing to them. That's why she started her True Colors Fund, which works to end homelessness among lesbians, gay, bisexual, and transgendered youth, creating a world in which young people can be their true selves. Basically, the kids come out and they get thrown away, she says. Truth is, they didn't choose their identity. You know, it's like you choosing the color of your eyes. You know, you're born that way. It's a faith issue. I implore you not to pray to God to change your kid. Pray to God that your heart changes. The hearing was led by the subcommittee's chair, GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine. So that's huge. Thank you, Cyndi Lauper, for doing all that you do. It's incredible. Season 2 of Elle Studios' It Got Better video series has kicked off with Rosie O'Donnell. And later this month, Portia de Rossi will be speaking. The successful series is executive produced by Dan Bukatinski and Lisa Kudrow and serves the LGBT community with stories from Jane Lynch and more celebrities on how things did get better. Rosie's was really good. I think we all know Rosie's story, but it's different when you hear it right from her instead of reading about it. As you know, Rosie is embroiled in a custody battle with ex-wife Michelle Rounds over their adopted daughter Dakota. Rounds' attorney, William London, tells TMZ that his client is only seeking full custody in the best interest of their daughter. It has nothing to do with money. I don't know about this. Michelle Rounds is filing legal docs Tuesday, asking for full custody of their 2-year-old daughter, Dakota. Michelle's lawyer told the New York Post full custody is necessary to protect the child's general welfare. But our Rosie sources are scoffing, saying that the couple has a prenup and this is nothing more than a money play, adding that Rosie is a devoted mother and her parenting skills and dedication are well documented. The sources say Michelle is trying to hit Rosie where it hurts so she'll open the wallet. Michelle claims in her divorce that Rosie drinks a bottle of wine nearly every night, regularly smokes weed and eats the cannabis edibles, and that gets in the way of parenting. I don't know, if you ask me, it probably makes parenting a little bit easier. But Michelle acknowledges they have nannies, but a parent is still needed to manage the help, and she says Rosie is in her own world, claiming that Rosie lets their 19-year-old son throw parties where kids drink, and she believes that's irresponsible. As we reported, sources connected with Rosie tell TMZ Michelle is lashing out because she's pissed over the prenup and is simply a gold digger who's making threats to get cash. I don't know. Sounds to me like Rosie's doing everything right. Well, it's no secret now, Bruce Jenner, the 65-year-old, 6-time gold-winning Olympic. He was in the decathlon. He's a phenomenal athlete. 1976, he won 6 gold medals, including track and decathlon. And he's come out as transgender to Diane Sawyer in the ABC 2020 exclusive interview that aired on April 24th. I'm sure that you guys heard a lot of the takes, and here's just a little clip of what he had to say with Diane.
Should I take my 40 tail? Yeah, why not? We're talking about all this stuff. Yeah, let's take the damn 40 tail out. A symbolic moment after 65 years. In a sense, we start again. Are you a woman? Yes, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. People look at me differently. They see you as this macho male, but my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is part of me. That female side is part of me. That's who I am. I was not genetically born that way. As a doll, I have all the male parts and all that kind of stuff, so in a lot of ways, we're different, okay? But we still identify as female. And that's very hard for Bruce Jenner to say. Because why? I don't want to disappoint people.
That's huge. That was huge. I watched plenty of clips of the interview. Basically, I watched, I think, the entire interview at this point, and I was pretty moved by it. I do think it was a brave thing to do, and part of me thinks maybe he wasn't ready to do this so publicly, but I think thanks to the media and the press, the pressure, he kind of had to. And maybe now he seems, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit, it'll be more of a little bit of a peaceful journey for him that it's out there. And he has said since the interview that that he's grateful for all the support he's getting. So that's fantastic. Self-centered stepdaughter Kim Kardashian has been publicly proud of Bruce and even joked with Jimmy Kimmel her only worry is that Bruce will steal her glam team. And we're back to Kim. Here's a little clip from that.
Sense of relief from all of the amazing support that he's felt. He was, you know, it's a really brave thing to come out and, you know, be so truthful, and to have all of that support, I think, just meant the world to him and our family.
He said that you were very supportive, and that you also told him that if he's going to be a woman, he's going to need to know how to dress.
Yes, I said the only thing is, whatever you do, do not steal my glam team. They are mine. Like, there's too many girls in this family. You know, I did tell him that. And I said, whatever help you need, you know, you have to look and feel your best. And if you need help with anything, style-wise, glam-wise, I am here to help
you. So, yeah, we're back to Kim. That's amazing. You know what, though? For what a phenomenal ass she is, and all the girls are. I have to say, I'm impressed that they're sticking by him and, you know, embracing it with him, I guess. I mean, if you're going to come out as transgendered, what better family to be a part of? I mean, seriously, like she said. Whew. But anyways, the good thing is, with Jenner's coming out, now when we hear today in Kardashian news, it's likely to pertain to Bruce, and it makes it all the more interesting instead of you passing it by. So that's the good thing that's come out of it in that sense, as far as the Kardashians go. But for him, you know, as I watched the interview and I saw the clips from the Olympics, the clips from his past marriages and everything, he was a phenomenal looking man. I mean, he was an incredible athlete. And one thing that seems to kind of flow through the time is that he is a really good dad, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. I really don't. That's huge, and I'm proud of Bruce. I think he's the only good thing that comes out of the Kardashian. I think is Bruce. Over here in the UK, comedian and out lesbian Sandy Tosbig has revealed that she quit BBC Radio 4's news quiz to set up a new political party named the Women's Equality Party. Tosbig announced earlier this week that she was leaving the topical comedy show after 9 years. "I've made jokes over and over again about politics in this election. I've had enough," she said, "and I've decided instead of making jokes about it, I need to participate." Speaking on BBC Radio 4's Women's Hour, she continued, "So I'm involved in the funding of a new political party. It's called the Women's Equality Party. It's a fantastic group of women and indeed men who have decided that enough is enough and we need to make some changes. They're not fielding candidates in the 2015 election, but we'll do so in 5 years' time. Cheers to the ladies over here." That's good news for us. You know, we normally do a getting to know you segment on the Lesbian Lounge, and we've done tons of interviews and stuff, and we like to kind of turn the spotlight on our listeners and our Facebook group members. So what I thought I would do is, because I don't have a getting to know you clip, I wanted to pick out a status from a member of our Facebook group, maybe a new way of getting to know our listeners. So I thought I would go through the members and see if anybody had a status that was interesting. And I thought I would just randomly pick, and I landed on Karen Fisher of Oceanside, California. And she posted a wall sticker that says, "I'm so old that I remember when a hashtag was called a pound sign, and we played tic-tac-toe on that shit." So I thought maybe this would be a new thing to do. I'd just pick out some random Facebook posts and feature that member for a second. So thank you, Karen Fisher, for that funny one. That's a good one. We love to shine a spotlight on chick music, and that's what we're going to do right now with a group called Pleasure Beach. Yeah, Pleasure Beach, an exciting new Belfast band, announced details of their debut single Go and their first ever live show. The band is made up of members Lisa, Rachel, Kat, Alan, and Richard. They all met in a Belfast coffee shop and went on to produce music that blends Americana, hypnotic krautrock, and blurry-eyed Scandinavian pop. You heard me. Here's a little bit of that. Sounding like a cross between the XX and Bastille, the New Wave Wanderers will release their catchy new single, Go, which you're listening to right now, alongside the second single, Absentee. The music is guaranteed to leave you smiling, so be sure to give Pleasure Beach a whirl. The singles Go and Absentee will be released on May 25th, and you can catch the band live, their first show ever in Belfast, at the Menagerie on June 5th. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/PLSRBeach. It's got a little bit of a haunting sound to it. I kind of dig it. That is Go by Pleasure Beach, a new band from Belfast. Again, you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/PLSRBeach. Good stuff there, man. Good stuff there. They're playing in Belfast at the Menagerie on June 5th, if y'all are interested in seeing them. You know what? Let's talk a little bit about the Internet Golden Nuggets, which is a website that I usually go digging around and want to share the information with you. I am completely addicted to kitschmix.com. KITSCHmix.com. This is the best website for lesbian and bi news. Do yourself a big favor and keep this one in your favorite places. It is up-to-date lesbian news and articles from all over the world. Great stuff on the haps from everywhere. News, celebs, style, and entertainment. Never missing a beat. You can follow them on Twitter at kitschmix. You, like I said, put this website in your faves and check it regularly. It's good stuff. Some other things that are going on in this day, on this day, 35 years ago, Call Me by Blondie entered the Australian charts. That was awesome in 1980. That's pretty cool stuff, man. What a career Debbie Harry has had. Lucy Spraggan woke up to We Are being number 11 on the iTunes chart, and she tweeted a big thank you to everybody. That's good. She's doing really well. She's on a little mini UK tour right now. She's going to be at Elfest. You heard me. She is going to be playing Elfest. trying to find a good Lucy Spraggan song to play here because, I mean, she's just got so many of them. They're really good. I like Unsinkable, so I'm going to play a little bit of that. That's Lucy Spraggan. Yeah, her album We Are, number 11 on the iTunes chart. That's fantastic. Great songs, including this one, Unsinkable. She's got The Postman, I Don't Know, Broken Bones, Coming Down. All good stuff, all good stuff. And again, you can see Lucy at Elfest this year. That's huge, huge. Our lovely ladies of Eek will be in Liverpool this Friday. Great city, not far away from anywhere in the UK. They will be the supporting act for Never the Bride, playing at Zanzibar Club. So get on out and see them. Again, that's happening this Friday. Grab your tickets in advance. You can go to Zanzibar Club and get more information for that. We wish we could go and see them. They're a fantastic band, Eek and Never the Bride. Good news there. Good news. When those two bands get together, you got nothing but good stuff happening. So that's fantastic. I also want to share my new favorite drink. It's not new. I think this one's been a favorite of mine for a long time. And I am thrilled to bring you the recipe for the Dark and Stormy, which is 2 ounces of spiced dark rum, 3 ounces of ginger beer, and the juice of a half a lime. It is fantastic, and I've been drinking it for a long time. Not today. I'm not drunk right now. But I had quite a few of those in Amsterdam. I'll just put it that way. I also want to bring you a best of clip because I've been lacking and I apologize. But I do have a best of clip from October 2007 when Donna and I were sick as dogs. And we were discussing bad smells. And then our then manager, Devin, called in during the broadcast to tease us about how awful we sounded. So this is a best of clip from October 2007.
By Sunday evening I could smell the smells around me, but I still had real no conscious. Like I was just coughing and coughing and coughing. I was so stuffy, I couldn't smell anything.
You smell the smells around you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you've been stuffy for 3 days, you like realize, oh, I can smell the cat box, but nothing else. You never been that stuffy?
Well, you know how I am about smells anyways.
I know.
Especially so it's almost like a vacation if I have the vacation. Because the smells stress me out.
They do.
That's why I hate working.
I know.
I cannot stand the smells of work.
What happened today, Denise?
Oh, that was my own fault.
I know.
I got some kind of smudge on my shirt.
Yep.
In the car, my white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I got a black smudge on it from my disgusting, moldy.
I know.
Flooded out Jeep, because every time it rains, my Jeep floods.
I know.
So.
Poor Jeep.
I don't know what this is from, but anyways, I get into work and I use my Tide stick.
Yeah. Is that the shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even smell it. Lucky.
That's a bad smell.
The Tide stick is wonderful, but it has that really awful, like, soury funk smell. And I don't know about you, but I drop food right on the boob shelf. So,
no, this is right here. Look,
yeah, that
come
is.
Out.
I know, but I use the Tide stick at work for the food that I drop on the food shelf. The boob shelf.
Yeah.
So if I have that stain thing going on, like, I smell
it's
it.
It's right under your nose.
Well, I'm like, not unlike tuna. in my bra.
Oh my god.
That was you.
That was me. I have such a thing about it. So it's like, I had a spot, so I used the Tide Stick. Then there was that funky smell. And then somebody opened a can of something or other in the row, so I had to be smelling whatever that was. It's always like a soupy thing that stinks, or it's like a meat thing.
Vegetable soup.
Everything always has a tinge of dog food smell to it to me.
Totally. Did you save the email with the lunch choices today?
The Salmonella
Cafe. I forgot that one. Look, somebody's going to help us out, Jen.
Oh. Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
You guys smell like ass.
I kind of did today, actually.
Oh my god, are you really that sick or is this an act?
I don't know. I'm really that sick.
You really sound like ass.
Totally, right?
Denise sounds like my Uncle Vinny. Donna sounds like my Aunt Vera.
Wait till I light up a cigarette. Do you want to talk about Uncle Vinny?
There'll be no smoking in the lounge.
Oh, for God's sakes, I had to call and say, welcome home.
Some kind of communicable, you know, when you're flying in that germ-filled capsule in the sky, all I can think about is what disgusting thing I'm going to go home with.
That germ-filled capsule in the sky.
One of my coworkers actually asked me if I contracted SARS on the plane. Because I was coughing so bad. I was like,
disgusting.
Tell the boss I should go home.
You should not have gone to work. I'll give you a hall pass.
Okay. If you could just fax that over to my boss, that'd be great.
I just thought maybe I had the bass up too high and that you really sounded like men tonight and it's the men lounge or something.
It's two chicks coughing in the lesbian lounge.
There's definitely a lot of clam shack, okay.
Yeah, it's the Robitussin Cafe tonight.
Making sure I was tuned to the right radio station.
That was sad. Thanks. This is so sad.
Oh, dear God. All right, I'm going to hang up and let you talk about MLR, and then I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, gee, let's put that on the list.
MLR is the coolest thing going.
My lesbian radio. Go there right now, mylesbianradio.com.
Here's the thing, though. It's still in the testing phases.
Right.
Which is great because all the feedback that you want to give is much appreciated. And the stream is up.
That's extreme.
You know, the big launch is in the fall, so we're thinking around Halloween or a little later than that, but that's kind of the goal in mind, and it's going to be something that everybody can feel a part of because you've all had a hand in creating it.
It's my lesbian radio. Whatever you need for our world, really.
That's right.
But you should check it out because there's this cute little kitty on the phone.
The kitty is staying, I think.
Yeah, good times, man. You know, I can't tell you how much that I miss Donna, and I know that she's got a big, full, busy life, and we will eventually do a show together. But in the meantime, I think that Vicky, our producer Vicky, had kind of dubbed a song that she felt really fit mine and Donna's relationship, and I think I'm feeling a bit nostalgic. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Yeah. dysfunctional. I really shouldn't miss you, but I can't let you go.
To you, my friend. I guess I can't really finish off a podcast without mentioning that the royal baby number two was born this past week. Charlotte Elizabeth Diana was welcomed into the royal family. Perfect mother, perfect child. What can you say? Kate Middleton looked beautiful presenting outside the steps of the Lindo Wing, where the baby was born in London. It's just been a whirlwind of activity. The Tower Bridge was lit up pink. All kinds of historic monuments, everything had a little tinge of pink to it, which some people were calling sexist. I think it's absolutely stupid. What do you expect, seriously? I mean, come on. Anyways, welcome, royal baby number two. Welcome, Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. One of the funniest pictures I found was a picture of Charlotte from Sex and the City with a huge squeal about it. It's been going around like crazy, just with Charlotte on it, and it cracked me up. It was absolutely perfect. Hey, you know we like to bring you the latest stuff for the lesbies, and this is pretty big news. Ola Girls, if you haven't heard from it, OLAGirls.com, the Lesbian Mediterranean Getaway. Listen, June 5, 6, 7, June 5th, 6th, and 7th, they are welcoming Ruby Rose to their holiday destination. You know what? For 3 days in June, the holiday hotspot Calpe will be the go-to lesbian destination, ensuring sunshine is the new black. Calpe Alicante. With Ola Girls, the prime motivation is getting lesbians from all over together, having fun, forming friendships, and relationships that last. So join Ruby Rose and the Ola Girls. You can get all the information that you need. It's a women's only weekend full of activities for lesbians in a gay-friendly setting. There's networking for business women and entrepreneurs. There's hiking, gourmet food, wine tasting, excursions to archaeological sites, a poker tournament, volleyball and beach football, LGBT dance classes, salsa, queer tango, flamenco, sex toy parties, speed dating, live performances, a pool party, and tons of parties featuring the best DJs of the international lesbian scene. This is huge! This is huge! So check it out at olagirls.com if you want to spend a couple of days in June with Ruby Rose. Right before June 12th, which is... that's right, on Netflix, Orange is the New Black will be starting. So there's much to do, much buzz, much going on. I just want to give you a couple of events that are happening as well, because I don't want you missing out on anything. Most of these are in the UK, but that's okay. That's all right. You don't have to be here. I'm just going to tell you about them. If you're here, go ahead, check them out. But... if you're not here, there is something going on in the States that I think all of you will enjoy. Let's see. On Saturday, May 9th at 6 p.m., Bitter Women by the Glass Bar Social Events and Elaine McKenzie bring you Bitter Women, a real ale social group for women who like real ale and craft beer. That is Saturday upstairs at the Parcel Yard in London. at 6 p.m. You can go to, you can Google the Glass Bar and get more information on how to do that in RSVP. There is a masquerade party that will be happening also Saturday, May 9th, starting at 8 p.m. at Bar Titania. That is in London. It's the newest hotspot. It's very easy to get to. I think you can get off at the Leicester Square tube stop and walk about 100 paces, and it's right there on Charing Cross Road. And then in New York, Saturday, May 9th, the 26th Annual GLAAD Media Awards will be doing their second awards presentation. The one in L.A. has happened. This is the New York, May 9th, starting at 5:30 at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. I'm sure pictures will follow. What else? Tuesday, May 26th at 7:30, Polari will be happening back at the Level 5 Function Room at Royal Festival Hall at South Bank Center. These are huge, folks. These are really fun author salons hosted by Paul Burston. And it's a gathering of some fantastic authors reading some select portions of their work. And it's a good night. It's a prime location. There's much to do right around there, capped off with some great listening to some authors. Fantastic. Memorial Weekend is happening at the end of May. And if you are a lady and you love your P-Town, this is for you. May 21st through the 24th in Provincetown. It is the Memorial Weekend P-Town celebration. So that's happening. As we mentioned, Eek, Friday night in Liverpool at Zanzibar, opening for Never the Bride. But also Eek will be at the Flapper in Birmingham on Saturday, May 30th at 8 p.m. So check that out. And remember, you guys, Pride events are starting. Oh, yeah. They're starting. I'm not lying. It's all happening. London Pride, Saturday, June 27th, the big parade, the official London Pride Fest. And that's huge. I went the first or second year I was here, and like over a million people flood the capital city of London. So that's just a little bit, but we will have tons more Pride information coming at you every week with new stuff, new grand marshals, new entertainment lineups. We'll keep you posted both for Pride events in the UK and in the US. I will leave you with Cyndi Lauper. You need will come and time. It won't let Hey, just a few places where you can find us. You know that we're always at mylesbianradio.podbean.com. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Lesbian Lounge. You can write to me at deniseanddonna@gmail.com. That's deniseanddonna@gmail.com. You can also find us every Wednesday, 3 p.m., broadcasting from rainbowradio.fm. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for logging on. Thanks for telling people about us. Thanks for always being here. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.